Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to a very special mini midweek episode. My name's Danny Boy, and you're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. So today's little mini episode is about a documentary. Not even a documentary. Let's call it a rockumentary. That's right. It's not even about a horror movie for a change. Oh my god, it's about a band. Oh my god, what are you doing, Danny? What are you doing? Who has put you up to this? I'll tell you in a second. It is a documentary about a band, The Darkness. That's right. Who put you up to it? Oh, I can't tell. Oh, I'll tell you. Okay. It was Peter Walkton. That's right. It was Peter Walkton. Who's that, you ask? Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you exactly where you can find him. That's Walkton Entertainment. That's right. You can get him on the net at www.walktonentertainment.com. You can get him on Instagram at two different things, at Walkton Entertainment or at Walkton Publicity. And this whole episode was made possible thanks to him and Lightbulb Film Distribution. That's right, Lightbulb Film Distribution. And you can get him at www.lightbulbfilmdistribution.com. Or on Instagram and Twitter at lightbulb_films. Walkton Entertainment and Lightbulb Film Distribution are the people I need to thank for sending me this documentary, rockumentary, whatever you want to call it. They're the ones responsible for me watching and producing this episode today. So thank you so much. And that's right, what are we talking about? It's Welcome to the Darkness. That's right, do you remember the Darkness? They were amazing, slash, they are amazing, because they're still around. And that's what this documentary is all about. So if you want to know a little bit more about it, here we go. Here's a synopsis for you, baby. In 2003, glam rockers The Darkness took the world by storm with their smash hit single, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, and the award-winning, chart-topping, multi-platinum debut album, Permission to Land. Then at the height of their fame in 2006, the band split up and fell off the music radar. 9 years later, director and renowned celebrity portrait photographer Simon Emmett followed The Darkness on their long, rocky, and hilarious comeback trail. From a small pub gig in the middle of nowhere with the ambition of performing a packed arena, shows once again, Welcome to the Darkness shows the stark reality of a cult band struggling to recapture former glory. With unprecedented access, unseen archive footage, and intimate interviews filmed over 8 years, Welcome to the Darkness is a tongue-in-cheek reflection on fame, failure, friendship, and forgiveness. That's right, the four Fs, that's what this movie is all about. It's Welcome to the Darkness from 2023. The Darkness is doing an Australian and New Zealand tour early in 2024. I've got a little quote from Peter Thompson for Lightbulb Sale and Acquisitions Director. We are thrilled to be bringing a Welcome to the Darkness to audiences in Australia and New Zealand. The Darkness are one of Britain's most beloved rock bands, boasting a library of iconic songs. It seems fitting that 20 years after they burst onto the music scene, they talk frankly about their experiences. Simon is masterful. Captured the essence of the band and their incredible journey. That's what he said about this documentary. Now, if you want to watch Welcome to the Darkness, it's a 2023 film, as I mentioned. It is available on all major streaming platforms in Australia and New Zealand from January 24th. That's about a week from now. So if you want to check it out, stay tuned, keep your eyes peeled, because it will be out there. Then you can get it, you can pre-order it, it's about $15. I don't know what it'll be to rent and buy and all that sort of stuff. It'll be coming out soon. I don't know the logistics and prices and all that, but I know it will be on all the major streaming platforms. That's pretty awesome. You've only got to wait another week or so and it'll be out. That is Welcome to the Darkness. Now, what are my opinions on the film? I'm not going to take too much more of your time because I've already talked about everything that was sent to me. But yeah, I've watched it. It was amazing. I just came off it. I've literally spent a couple night shifts just listening to all the albums. Permission to Land was amazing. It is a great album. When it came out, I bought it. I had it on CD. I listened to it non-stop. There's only about 10 songs on it, I think, from memory. And it was like non-stop. Just played it through. Amazing. Hit after hit. Even the songs that weren't played were amazing. They're so good. Almost every song is amazing. It's like a weird blend of glam metal, comedy rock almost. It's like a weird blend. Whatever the band was, it was very unique. I loved it. It hit me instantly. I love that sort of English sort of vibe to it. It was so good. The darkness just came out there and you're like, bam. I've listened to the albums afterwards. Obviously, it's not 100% as strong as the first one, but they're still pretty interesting. They've still got the same vibe and everything else. It's just, I feel like a lot of people sort of died off when they did, and it was just like, oh yeah, I haven't heard about that band. I forgot to listen to them or whatever else. So my thoughts on the documentary was that I enjoyed it. I didn't know anything literally about The Darkness, to be fair. Like, I knew the music. I knew the first album, Permission to Land. I loved it. Black Shark, Get Your Hands Up, A Woman, Love Is Only Feeling, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, Stuck in a Rut, all those things. Given Up. Given Up is probably my favorite song. Give it up, fuck. Or Get Your Hands Off My Woman. That's probably actually my favorite song. You're like, get your hands off my woman, motherfucker. Get your hands off my woman, motherfucker. I gave that no justice at all, I'm sure. But anyway, it was an amazing album. It was so good. 11 songs. I just looked it up there. It was 11 songs, 41 minutes, 58 seconds. Oh my God, it was amazing. I could see why they blew to the top of the charts. They were amazing. They were so cool. They were different. They were unique. Everyone loved them. It was so good. But it was interesting seeing all this stuff because I knew they were English. That was the extent of what I knew about them. I didn't realize that there were two brothers in the band or that the drummers rotated a bunch of times since. They're on their fourth one. Rufus that I saw in the documentary was literally like the son of someone from Queen. It was crazy, man. I was like, damn, this is pretty interesting. They were literally at one point coming back and doing like a tour after 9 years in a pub, and there was like hardly anyone there, and they were just chatting to the fans. Like, they were like the few people that were there. Oh my God, you're the Darkness. Like, hey man, yeah, nice to meet you, how you going, and all this sort of stuff. And it was just interesting to watch them come back out of nowhere where everyone had just given up on them, forgot them pretty much, except for those diehard fans. But it was just amazing that they were like, they're so goal orientated. It was amazing. It was, we're gonna be a concert band, we don't want to do anything small. We're not just gonna go on the circuit and just do gigs whenever, and we're gonna do smaller and smaller gigs, and we'll just do our back catalogue and all that sort of stuff. It was like, they were always aiming for the sky. They were aiming for the biggest thing possible, and that was their style, and that's what everyone loved about them. It was like, even if you played at a pub, you'd think you were getting a concert performance. And it was just interesting. Like, the lead singer had the polyps and all that sort of stuff. Like, he had to get surgery and he could have risked everything, but he was like so worried about letting everyone down that pushed through like all these sold out concerts just so afterwards he could finally do it. And he was like, I don't know, they care about me, I don't know. And they feel bad, and like, he wasn't a diva. And it was just like so interesting. Like, people went to rehab, some should have. It was so interesting seeing the rise and fall of their career, and it was so interesting. I didn't know anything about him. I loved hearing all the backstory. You talk to their family and friends and all that sort of stuff, and it was just like, this was a great documentary. I loved it because I already loved that album and those songs so much. They're so good. I listen to so many of the other albums now, and I just, these are great. These are so good. There's like at least a couple hits on each one. And I was like, The Darkness are great, and I'm glad I have this opportunity. And I know it's not a horror movie, like I said, but I don't care. It's my podcast, and I want to cover this. This was something I really wanted to choose. I have a lot of passion for this. Even though I don't know every other song that well, I pretty much know the first album, Permission to Land. I know every word to every song almost. It's amazing. I love it. It's so good. And yeah, this was a great documentary. It was really good. It was really interesting. Just watching them sort of bare their souls over the years, just watching them like put an effort in when they could have easily given up or anything, but they're like, no, we were gonna call it a break, it was gonna be over, but no, we'll call it a hiatus, whatever, air quotes, we're coming back, we're gonna give it a chance, we're gonna put our effort in. And you could see that the effort was paying off. They were getting bigger and better again and all this sort of stuff. They risked a surgery where it could have ruined everything, but it paid off. It didn't ruin everything. And yeah, they're back. The Darkness is still here. It is amazing. And that is Welcome to the Darkness. And it will be available on all the streaming services in Australia and New Zealand in January 24th. That's when you'll be able to get it. But Welcome to the Darkness was made possible today by Peter Walkden, as I said, from Walkden Entertainment. Again, that's Instagram, Walkden Entertainment, Walkden Publicity, www.walktonentertainment.com. And Lightbulb Film Distribution at www.lightbulbfilmdistribution.com. and you can get them on Instagram and Twitter at Lightbulb Films. Thank you so much, Peter, and thank you, Lightbulb Films. That is amazing. The band is The Darkness. Check them out. Check them on Spotify, wherever you can listen to music. Go buy all their albums, support them, do whatever. This documentary is amazing. It's really good. If you love the band, it's worth watching. It's so good. That's why I decided to do it, and it wasn't even a horror movie, and I wanted to do it anyway, so that is the end of this special mini midweek episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy, and I'll catch you on the next full episode. See ya!